Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 4th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Activation of the immunoregulatory cation channel, TMEM176B, by a nitroalkene derivative of salicylate prolongs graft survival. Researchers found that transmembrane protein 176B, an intracellular cation channel, is associated with allograft tolerance. The study demonstrated that this protein controls the tolerogenic function of dendritic cells and inhibits the NAD-DRA, LRR, and pyrin domain-containing protein 3 inflammasome. Activation of transmembrane protein 176B by a nitroalkene derivative of salicylate successfully prolonged graft survival. These findings reveal a mechanism by which transmembrane protein 176B activation contributes to sustained graft survival. Article number 2. Invasion of epicardial-derived cells to the trabecula, mediated by NFP's FGF signaling, regulates ventricular compaction. Researchers found that the invasion of epicardial-derived cells into the trabeculae regulates ventricular compaction. This crucial process is mediated by NUM and fibroblast growth factor signaling pathways. These findings establish a fundamental mechanism underlying normal ventricular compaction and provide significant insight into the pathogenesis of left ventricular non-compaction cardiomyopathy. Understanding this pathway offers a clearer picture of this prevalent pediatric cardiomyopathy. Article number 3. Outcomes of percutaneous coronary intervention for cardiogenic shock after coronary artery bypass graft. This retrospective cohort study conducted a comparative analysis of outcomes for adults experiencing myocardial infarction and cardiogenic shock following coronary artery bypass graft surgery. The study directly compared patients who underwent percutaneous coronary intervention within 24 hours to those who did not. Researchers utilized propensity score matching and fine-grain models to derive adjusted and unadjusted hazard ratios and subdistribution hazard ratios for various outcomes. This comprehensive approach established a direct comparison of interventional strategies in this specific high-risk patient population. Article number 4. Impacts of mitral annular calcification on heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. A multi-cohort study successfully created and propensity score matched various cohorts to investigate the links between mitral annular calcification and heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Researchers found that hospitalized patients without prior heart failure, when stratified by the presence or absence of mitral annular calcification, allowed for assessment of the risk of developing heart failure. These studies explored established associations and shared risk factors between mitral annular calcification and heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. This comprehensive analysis provides a foundational data set for understanding their relationship. Article number 5. Mini crush versus double kissing crush in bifurcation percutaneous coronary intervention. Insights from Progress Bifurcation Registry. An observational multicenter study compared procedural characteristics of patients undergoing two-stent bifurcation percutaneous coronary intervention using either the mini-crush or double-kissing crush techniques. The study found that an international cohort from the Progress Bifurcation Registry was assembled for this comparative analysis. This investigation directly compared these two distinct approaches to bifurcation stenting. The findings offer practical insights into the application of these interventional techniques for coronary bifurcation lesions. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.